Blog Talk Radio.
But anyhow,
Globin Pope is a certified evangelist who is a member of World Changers Church International, Pastors Creflo A and Kathy Dollar in Atlanta, GA.
Yay.
She moved here from Florida to begin her ministry in gospel music. Since that time, she has attended American International University and is in the process of attaining her degree in media production. She's a partner and board member of the South Florida Songwriters Association, a leader of the Home Fellowship Ministry within Church World Changes, and assists other churches with her musical talents in the community and in all of the United States. Globy is the founder and president of Two Dove Production Music Ministries, LLC, in Marietta, Georgia. Now, the ministry consists of training, assisting artists in preparing their original music for demos and copyrights. She also has a passion for helping disabled musicians find their musical talents within themselves and bringing it to the forefront. She is a beacon of light to those in darkness and loves to pray and uplift those who seek to embrace the Word of God. Globy has had her hand in the film industry also. She displayed her talents in the gospel, Baby Boy, Don't You Get Your Hair Cut. What? Baby Boy, Don't Get Your Hair Cut at the last Dragon this Friday. Lord have mercy. Stomp the Yard while hosting her own show, Gospel Vibes, here in Atlanta, GA. Globy has attributed her gospel talents to her mother and grandmother. She's had the pleasure of working with several phenomenal great artists, such as Vicky Winans, Fred Hammond, Donnie McClurkey, and Hezekiah Walker. Globy has now released her third CD, Child of the King, which is available on iTunes, Amazon, CDBaby.com, and her website, www.globymusic.com. Globy Music, GLOBEMUSIC.com. She's also writing a book, Covenant of the Heart, which will soon be available. As an evangelist, leader, gospel music icon, and just being a woman with a passion to help, encourage, and uplift her community and the people of God, Globy is on her way, definitely to make a mark that can't be erased. Ladies and gentlemen, we give you evangelist Globy Pope. Globy!
Yes, how you doing?
Well, we're going to cut through all this stuff. How did you get started? Well, you know what, I already know what the first part going to be.
You know what it's going to be.
I think it's 2003.
There you go. I started
and by
singing
the time
when I was 3 years old.
I was leading worship in daycare at 5 years old.
No.
By the time I had my own band. And by that time, I was minister of music at Baptist Beside the Rock Baptist Church at 8 years old. But I'm going to let you go ahead. Globy, when did you accept the call that God called you to minister to the world through song?
So you just can't be serious. Just for 2 minutes. Can't it be serious for 1 minute?
Hey, It was an honest question.
3 years old, you know it. Now, those of us, it's a lot of us that were anointed from birth with the gift of song or rhythm or whatever. The first thing that we're going to say is that we started singing when we was 3 years old. I mean, three sound like a good number.
Old MacDonald don't
care. There's the number that God loves, that number three. It's the number of Trinity. Three is three. One, two, three. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. So you know we're going to say three. Some people say four because they got a little more gifts than we got.
Anyway. Amen.
But in other words, it was at an early age. But without proper instruction, we'll end up with the gifts that God has given us and using them in an inappropriate manner. So, for us to say at an early age, I'm saying that God gave me the gift of song. Now, this was even before I even knew I could sing. All I knew is the melodies came out of my mouth, and it sounded perfect to me.
Okay.
And I tell you, as I got older, all I could remember is just standing in front of the mirror, looking at the myself sing, and I tell you, it sounded good to me. So I asked God, I said, okay, well, Lord, what am I supposed to do with this? What am I supposed to do with this? And God said, you're going to use this gift to bring my people in. But see, I was young, still didn't know anything about, you know, the Holy Spirit, God, as a close friend, of, you know, that is closer than a brother. I didn't know anything about that. But as I got older.
Well, my question is, this. Have you always sung gospel music?
No. That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to get to that point there. I started out actually singing a little R&B because I knew I could sing. So I started out singing
R&B.
A little bit. When I say a little, R&B was not my I just did it because that was a way to get into the clubs and be able to sing professionally. So I started out professionally in 1977 singing a little R&B. And then quickly moved over to reggae.
Okay.
Because in the area that I was in, that was more, you could make more money singing reggae than R&B.
Okay.
So I had my own band, and we traveled singing R&B, doing auditions, and I ended up getting, between all of my roading, having children in between. And I ended up having three children. And trying to raise three children and sing is a task, especially when you're using it as your main way of making money.
Amen. So when did you say, okay, I'm going to leave the R&B alone and I'm going to say, okay, I am going to do gospel music and this is what I'm going to do?
Mm-hmm. Okay. It was after and actually God was looking at me saying, okay, she just not going to come on to me like I, you know, wanted to. Now, my grandmother passed in 1991, and I'm one of the people who could say that I had a praying grandmother, like Helen Bell would say. Mm-hmm. I had a praying grandmother. She really was never concerned really about my singing as much as she was concerned about my soul.
Right.
Because she always taught me, you know, to always think of God first, put him in every situation. She always took me to church. She was the one that implanted all of that in me. And I tell you that when she passed, it was so grieving. And
mm-hmm.
I was feeling so much grief until I got my tongues in the same night they told me that she had died. Because
wow.
I was grieving so hard. I was trying to talk, and everything I said came out, you know, crazy. So, and from that time, right, that same month, I got saved, really saved. Not just going to church, you know, saying I'm going to church, but really got saved. The Holy Ghost really came in, and I was born again. And from that time, I've been singing gospel.
So basically, you saying you wasn't, you know, some of us, we go to church, but the church is not in us. So what you're saying is you got the church in you.
Yeah, I got the church in me then. I say, for real. For real. No playing. I was tired of playing. I needed to know God, and I needed to know him now, then, you know.
Well, before we go into one of your songs, how would you describe your style of gospel music? If someone wants to say, okay, what's her style? What would you say?
I cannot give. You know, I've been asked that a lot. And I really can't give you no style. I mean, I can't say traditional. I can't say contemporary, even though I try to give them an idea of contemporary, but I can't say any of that because everybody that listens to me say it seems like you got your own style. You got a little bit of everything in there. So we decided to change the whole genre, give myself a genre. Try Hymn Your Gospel. Now, I know that y'all don't know nothing about that there. Y'all don't know nothing about that. That's what you call a little bit of everything.
Well, I asked that question because, you know, in any industry, you know, people try to label you. Okay, well, she's a praise and worship singer. Okay, well, she's traditional. But she's, you know, non-traditional, you know, and all other kind of stuff. So, you know, and sometimes it's a good thing and sometimes it's a bad thing because if you're looking for a certain thing, then you look in this one group instead of saying, okay, she's an artist, she does it all.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, you know, like I said, sometimes it's not a bad thing. So we're getting ready to go into this first song, Child of the King. So what was your inspiration behind this one?
Oh, you want to do Child of the King? Because I am a child of a king. The Bible says that we are children of the Most High God. And part of the Most High God is what? Who? Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I tell you, each and every one of us that's a born-again Christian is a child of the King. And I just wanted to do something and in regards to that, and I did it. Put a little upbeat tune to it. My son, which they call T-Beats, Tory T-Beats Brown, he's a producer, and he produced this song for me. And I want you all to enjoy it. He shall be on the show right after Child of the King.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it comes, Child of the King.
The poorest of men, but now he's reigning forever on high. My home.
Child of the King. I like that. Next up, we got on the line right now, Tory T Beats. What's up, man?
What's going on?
Hey, man, we're doing things over here. Well, not you're T Beats, but you're the producer and son of Gloria Globe Pope. So let me just go on cut to it. What is it like having to produce your mama?
Man, it's crazy, man. But it's fun, though, man. It's real fun doing it.
I mean, so, like, when y'all in the studio, you do some shit like she slap you upside the head and go fussing and carrying on.
Hold on. Let me see.
What is that? I mean, you'll go to fussing. She go to fussing and carrying on and yelling in the studio, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like, in the studio, is this mama's son or is it producer and artist?
Pretty much both. Yeah, we clowning now, you know, but we mainly get to the music.
See, I can hear her now. I don't like that. I don't want that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah, she don't play that.
But it's a beautiful thing, really. It's a beautiful thing because you got somebody, you know, you connected with that, you know, I would say, you know, as far as an artist that's trying to make it out here in the gospel industry, you got somebody who has that best interest. You know, when you step to the keyboard or when you get ready to put down the beat, you're saying, okay, this is not just an artist, this is my mama, so I'm going to give her everything I got when I put this out here. I mean, so, but tell me how you get started doing the beats, producing and so on.
Well, shoot, I started. I was playing drums since I was 3, man. Just listening to her.
Oh, here we go. Got another one. Since he was three. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, man, you know, my dad used to have a piano. I used to go in there and fool around on it every now and then. I just started picking up chords, you know, I really started, like, putting beats together in, like, 2000.
Okay.
Ever since then, man, I just been, you know, doing my thing.
That's right. So, what he would do
But you know what? You know what? What he would do is when he was around 3 or 4 years old, he would turn everything in the house upside down, beating. He just beating on everything. Ashtrays. I would buy him some kind of drum set. He'll tear that drum set up in one day. And he takes all the pieces and put them in the side of the cushions and beat on that. And if it didn't sound right, he'd have his school book. He'll beat on that. You know, if it didn't sound right, he'd throw everything in the closet and be mad for 2 days. So he's been playing ever since he was young. And he taught himself. I mean, that's another God gift right there, because he didn't have to go to school for anything. It was just in him.
Let's see, Tori, look at it. See, I'm interviewing you. She don't jump in. See? See what I'm talking about?
I had to just throw it up in there. Yeah.
See what I'm talking about? I'm interviewing you. That's all. Just these few little bits. But no, man, it's just because I've listened to, you know, many of these tracks, man, and they slamming, man. I like them. Now, I need to get some information. How did you all come up with the beat for Truly?
I don't know, man. It just came to me, man. I made it, and she put her verse to it.
There you go. I'm taking control of it, because, see, we getting ready to go into that. See, that's a hot one now. See, I'm gonna do this. I'm going to let you introduce Truly by Glory Pope. Go ahead, take it away.
All right, this song here coming up is Truly by Glory Pope. It's by Kimmy.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Got the glory.
His glory.
Truly.
Patrick.
All right.
All you need is a little extra now. Ow.
I've been set free.
That's all right, man. I love it. I love it. Tori, before we go, man, tell us how to get in touch with you, man. If they want some beats or they need some music. And look, you got a good reference here. So tell us how we can get in contact with you. Any shout out?
Well, you can contact me through Mom's website. I have a number you can reach me at.
All right.
You can go to our website.
That's all right.
What's your number? I think something's wrong with this one.
Well, we'll post it on the website, but there you have it, Tori T. Beats, producer of musical extraordinaire for Global Hope. We got our next guest on the line, Miss Barbara Godlaw.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
What's up?
Hey, Globy Glow!
Glad you could join us on the show today. Right now we have the Gloria Globy Pope takeover on today. We're doing all Globy music. So we got to take everybody
out. That's what I'm talking about.
So,
that's right.
The top. What's your relationship with Globy Pope?
Oh, wow. We go way back. Glo, can I tell it all or what, girl?
Don't tell it all.
Don't run too much. Don't run too much. You know what that is. Keep on the down.
Hey, tell the truth. This gospel can't be. Tell it all. Tell the truth. Thank the devil. Just don't get all that.
If I could tell y'all how many times she told me she was gonna crack my cranium, gonna crack my skull, rip my teeth out my mouth. She said she's gonna rip my teeth out my mouth.
No, that's not God. That's not God.
No, you know. Well, look, it's all in love, though. You know, sometimes we just do things, and you know, she correct me. That's my sister in Christ. You know, above all, that's my sister in Christ. She correct me. You know, she makes sure I keep my line straight. You know, so.
We all display love in different ways. In her way, it's just telling she's going to bust your head to the white meat.
Yes, there you go. That's it, to the white meat. No, but, you know, Glo and I go way back. I mean, oh, gosh. I met Glo through, through church. It was through One in Spirit. When we did One in Spirit years ago, when we was back in Florida, Glo was our director, and she used to help us with harmony and help us with all our music and come in with different songs. And, oh, man, I used to love doing the background. What's that song? I remember that one song that we did. It was so cool. It was like it had that kind of like a Bahamian, Jamaican kind of feel to it. It was a reggae kind of sound. I love that slide, something like that. That was so fun. You know what I'm talking about, though?
Jehovah.
That's it, Jehovah. Wow, I still remember the moves, the arm movements that we did. Man, I still remember that stuff. And, just going back then and just going places we used to go to. We made all of us did a trip to Atlanta, came to Atlanta, and we all fell in love with Atlanta. I mean, way before that, but, you know, just taking trips and going places, doing things, man, just hanging out. Oh, wow. It's just so much. So much I could tell, but I don't want to put all you.
Keep it on the down low. Keep it on the down low.
No,
but
I mean,
tell you.
It's a beautiful thing. I heard one preacher say, only God can give you friends.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? That's one of those things. If God's going to give it to you, he ain't going to give you a whole bunch of
friends. He gives, you know, people, you know, you can call for every now and then, but true friends who know you're bad and you're good,
oh,
you know, you're
man.
Bad
that's,
and you're present.
That's it.
And still
that's
stick
it.
With you. You
that's
know,
it. That's it right there. That's it.
Get in trouble,
oh, yeah.
They come get you out and don't beat you down about it. Well, put it like this.
Right.
If they're going to beat you down about it, at least help get you out of it, too.
That's what I do. I beat them down, then I, you know, help them get well.
Yeah. See, one thing about Glow would tear me down, beat me down, but she got a rope out there. I can just grab that rope and pull right back in. Oh, yeah, you bleeding on the sidewalk, and you know, but she got a Band-Aid right there for you.
There you go.
Yeah, man, I mean, we've done so much studio time, studio work, you know, and she's got this great studio in her home, too. So, you know, I've been over there many a times and, you know, just did background work for her. Huh?
I've been in there. It's hot in there, too. I've been in there.
Wrong. Well, I tell you, but we've had to go. Look, I remember Glow telling me, all right, look, sister, get back in there, do it again, do it again. Do it again.
You hot and sweating
and thirsty. No, she does offer a bottle of water from time to time now. I can't give it all bad to her. She offers a bottle of water,
it's
you
know.
Not hot.
It's air conditioned.
It's air conditioned. A little potato chip every now and then.
Look, hey man, we jumping on it. I said, look, Globia go Joe Jackson on you now. I know.
No, you got to have your tone. You got to have your note right. You know, cause you know, Glo ain't trying to put out no crap. She ain't trying to put out no mess. She wants to make sure that you know that song is correct. And I don't blame her. You know, because you know when you out here and you working, you know, in this music industry, you really have to make sure that your music is right. So, you know, especially if, you know, whether you don't want to get picked up or you do want to get picked up, you know, by a label or whatever. So you want to make sure that your music is you know, fierce. You want to make sure it's fierce and it's on fire for the Lord and it's doing everything that it wants. You want it to touch people. So, you know, everything's got to be correct. So, you know, that's Glow. Glow is making sure that, you know, her baby is well nurtured, and that's one thing I love about her because she, you know, she's very patient. Now I give it to you, she's very patient and loving person. But when it comes to that music, you better get it right, you better come correct.
Look, I can't tell you all the blue voicemails I done got. Don't come to rehearsal here. I'm gonna bust your head. Don't come to
bust your head.
You don't come to rehearsal, I'm going to push your head. You're going to be cooking chicken when I get through you. Don't come to rehearsal.
You tell the truth. You ain't lying now. I know.
I said, y'all going to make people think that they're going to be praying for me. Lord, help her, Jesus.
No. Okay. For everyone out there listening, Glow is a good person. She is a loving person, I'm telling you. But she's like mama. You know, she's like the mama you never had. You know, she's like the mama you never had because she will, you know, first of all, she'll correct you. She'll take care of you. She'll nurture you. She'll teach you. You know, if you're not, you know, don't have your note right, she'll teach you. She'll go in the studio room, in the room box in there with you and do that note with you so you'll stay on that note.
And she'll feed you. I didn't want to cook it. And she'll feed you.
I will feed. Yes, that's right.
Oh, yeah. She'll take care of you. Now, one way or another, you are taken care of. You know, so, you know, I give it to Glow. I give it to her. You know, that's my girl. That's my sister in Christ. Man, I'm telling you, anytime I was down, she picked me up. And we've been back, I've said, like four flat tires. We've just been, like, just hanging, just, you know, enjoying life. And even when we both moved to Atlanta here, I didn't see her that often because she lived way out, you know. So, and then I'm over here, like, over by the airport. So, you know, we were kind of far away, but we still contacted one another. We kept, you know, in touch, calling each other. You all right? Yeah, you all right? Okay, cool. You know, we keep going about our lives, but call every now and then. You all right? We cool, good. You know, so we did that, and we still do that to this day. You know, and I just thank God for Glow because, man, I'm telling you, being up here in Atlanta, it is hard up here when you're by yourself. And I'm a single woman, so I don't have a husband, no kids, or anything like that. So, you know, like when I talk to my sisters and my you know, my friends and stuff, you know, when you're down and out, man, I tell you, you make a phone call, Glo will stay on that phone until you're feeling better. She will do that for you. She will be there for you. I mean, I just love that girl. She's all right with me.
Thank you. Thank you, girl. You're more than welcome. She's all right with me. You know, I done had to hold my temper a lot of time, you know.
That's why I had to write that song,
Temperance. And since we talking on that, I think we better play a little bit of Temperance because, you know, that's self-control. I've had to have self-control with her and with Minister T. So y'all keep me in prayer.
Look. We getting ready to play Temperance, and she done threatened to bust everybody here to the white meat. Let's do it.
Yeah.
That was our Temperance. You know, there ought to be a remix to that.
Yeah, man.
Temperance. I could just hear back in the background saying, I'm going to push your head to the right.
You're wrong.
To the right.
Now, you know folks love you if you could talk about them like that.
Go push your head to the right.
They ain't gonna see I'm gonna forget. Y'all have to see me after the show.
Yeah, we better chill on that right about
now. So look, I'm going straight to the car.
You lucky if you make it, boy. I tell you. Girl gonna chase you down, stomp you in the ground.
Okay now.
Well. Okay. Give us a little information on the Miss Glover has been nominated for an award. Somebody go ahead and spill the beans on that.
Oh, what? Let me. Okay. This my girl, Glow. I'm telling you, she got a letter. I'll never forget. Okay, this is what happened. What had happened was she got a letter from, what's it, ETOM Awards? And oh, she got ETOM Glow? Is ETOM?
EOTM.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
EOTM Awards. I'm sorry, ETOM. ETOM Awards. And when she got that letter, she opened it up and then she called me. She said, Abney. And I said, What's wrong? She said, I got this letter. She was reading it. I mean, I was like, and I just started screaming. We all started screaming. So she's been nominated for Best Female Gospel Artist of the Year. Okay? Best female Gospel Artist of the Year. Not of the month, not of the day, but of the year. So when I heard that, I screamed, and I said, we need to vote. So as soon as she let me know about the voting, I got on Twitter, I got on Facebook, and any other type of media that I could get on and just kept voting. So I'm telling everyone out there, if you hear my voice, please vote for Globie, Best Female Vocal Artist Gospel of the Year. Vote her in because we want to see her make it. We want to see her win. I want to see her win. That's my girl. She deserves it. It's been a long road, and we got to get her in there. So please vote. Vote.
Yeah, I want to see her win too, but I'm putting it out down the airways now. Now, y'all done heard the interview. If you don't vote for her, you know what's going to happen, right?
No, you're wrong.
Go put your head to the white meat.
No, I'm not.
Now, look, for the award company that's gonna get this award, I understand she's been nominated. But if she don't win, you know what's going to happen.
We're going to have to hold it down.
Go push your head.
This is located in California.
See, I'm just blessed to be nominated, you know. Then that means someone has been listening. You know, someone has been listening and they liked it. So
that's right. If it's only
one person that listened and one person that liked it and one person that was drawn, I'm satisfied.
Yeah.
Amen.
Really,
God is satisfied. Yes.
We're saying a lot when a group of people or a person likes you, appreciates what you do enough to say, hey, she deserves an award for this. At least be mentioned, you know, in the same company as, you know, others who are out doing the same thing and probably trying to accomplish the same goal. So,
We love it.
Barbara, we thank you for coming on and sharing with us. We had a good time. We enjoyed you.
And I enjoyed you all too, definitely. Thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate that.
All right. Thank you. Barbara Carlock, ladies and gentlemen, thank you.
All righty. We got another song coming in right about now. Name it. Name it and claim it, Minister.
Unfeeling Love. Let's go on with Unfeeling Love.
All right.
That's my jam.
Oh, yeah. Well,
into the history of me, but part two is on its way.
Real quick, we know we got your book and everything, but just right now in your musical career, your musical journey, what's next?
Yes.
What's next? For Globy Pope, what's next for Globy Pope?
What's next for Globy Pope? The winning of the EOTM Awards in Hollywood, California, August 4th. Everybody, keep me in prayer. I thank you all for joining in over here with us on Glorious Gospel Vibes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We're gonna
see y'all next week. God bless.
We're gonna have to get it. We're gonna have to what you call get on up out of here.
Peace. God bless y'all. Take care. See you next week.